Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And with oil trading roughly near $96 a barrel, we thought we would take a look at one nation who's watching the price of oil very, very closely. Joining us now is Patrick Duddy, who's the United States ambassador to Venezuela, who last week was called by President Chavez to go to hell 100 times as part of the move to actually expel him from the country or told him to leave the country. Patrick Duddy, thanks, first of all, for joining us. You're in Washington, right?
That's correct.
Now, as comical as it sometimes seems, the behavior of President Hugo Chavez is, and the level of sort of tit-for-tat kinds of developments that are taking place in the relationship between Venezuela and the United States and also Venezuela's neighbors, how important is this declining price of oil to the political stability in Venezuela, do you think?
Well, and John, first of all, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. In the first instance, oil is petroleum is Venezuela's principal source of foreign exchange, and the United States is Venezuela's principal trading partner. We buy something over 50% of all of the oil they produce.
So how do we evaluate news stories like, for instance, these over the weekend military exercises simulating a mock invasion using Russian-made fighter jets and all of that?
Well, in the first instance, it's clear that Venezuela and the Venezuelan government is dealing with a range of issues and internal challenges and problems, ranging from substantial problems with crime, drug trafficking, the highest inflation in the hemisphere, et cetera. Venezuela has courted new and different foreign partners.
Like Bolivia, for instance. Bolivia, the story in Bolivia last week.
Yeah, Bolivia is an interesting story, and there is a close relationship between President Morales and President Chavez. But insofar as the Russians are concerned, you know, we don't see their presence there, particularly two aircraft, as a threat. No one has any particular doubt about who holds the preponderance of military force in the region and in the Caribbean basin. Our focus is more on the kinds of problems that we think we should work on with the Venezuelan people, problems like violence, like drug trafficking, which polling shows are also the highest priorities for the Venezuelan people.
Well, Ambassador, how do you answer the charge that the U.S. administration sometimes raises the profile of Hugo Chavez by paying way perhaps too much attention to a lot of these symbolic saber rattlings out of Caracas?
I think that particularly in recent months, the last couple of years, that's exactly wrong. We in fact, have not, I think, exaggerated the significance of those moves. He, on the other hand, has, to some degree, tried to cast himself as the protagonist in a conflict which, in our sense, no one really is no one wants to see in the hemisphere.
Sympathy. Well, certainly the latest episode of that you're in the middle of. Patrick Duddy is the United States ambassador to Venezuela. He spoke with us by phone after having been forced to leave Caracas. Thank you, Ambassador.
You're very welcome.